He's wild. He's sweet. He'll shred your couch on a whim, then come crawling back to you, purring happily at your feet. His behavior may be erratic, but he's still the world's best cat, who deserves nothing less than world's best cat litter. The number one natural and sustainable litter brand with no harmful chemicals or silica dust. Trade your clay today. Get world's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sheriff Joe Baggs. He is the host of the Rams Showcase podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Los Angeles Rams content. On the program, we recap the Rams game against the Green Bay Packers on Monday night. Also, we discuss his experience watching the Rams play at Lambeau Field and also experiencing Wisconsin culture. And we also talk about the Rams' next game on Christmas Day against the Denver Broncos. Joe is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it.
Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fund, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
33-yard drive by Matt Gay, and he's able to guide it through. Stay on the ground. Why not? Dillon pounding his way for a touchdown. Hit from 56 in pregame. Can he do it when it counts? Gay. Got it. Second and goal. Dillon again. He's in for the touchdown. Second of the night for A.J. Dillon. Second down and goal. Here is Jones out on the edge. Touchdown. Mayfield. End zone. Pass caught. Touchdown. That's Higbee.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League, ESPN, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. That was highlights from Week 15 from Monday Night Football on December the 19th of 2022 between the Los Angeles Rams and the Green Bay Packers. The Rams fell short to the Packers, final score 24-12. To talk more about that game, including the Rams' next game, which will be on Christmas Day against the Denver Broncos. We want to welcome him back to the program. He is the host of the Rams Showcase podcast, my main man, Sheriff Joe Baggs. Hey, Joe, welcome back, my man.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you again.
Same here, my man. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us program. So the Rams fell short on Monday Night Football to the Green Bay Packers. What were your takeaways from the Rams Monday night game against the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I got to be honest, man. I think the main thing that we saw out of that game was the Rams just couldn't match with the Packers' talent level. I think like game plans were they looked okay to me. I still have not fully gone back and looked at the game. From my viewpoint, I was at the game, so from my viewpoint, we were kind of in the corner, so it's kind of hard to pick out certain aspects of it. But just kind of felt like the Rams were just a little bit outmatched. Baker Mayfield, like. to really what I would say no fault of his own. Like he's brand new here. He doesn't really understand our offense. He's not really getting protection. He's dealing with a wide receiver group that is completely decimated. You know, no Cooper Kupp, no Allen Robinson. Ben Skowronek goes down. He's now out for the year. So ultimately, it just kind of I hate to say the term like lost season, but that's kind of what it feels like this year. So I think this was just another example of that. Just kind of getting a little outmatched. The Rams are just a little too beat up right now to really be able to compete. And credit to the Green Bay Packers. They came in with a solid game plan. It was a real chilly game, and I think they knew to take advantage of that using both of those running backs against this Rams defense, and it worked for them.
Indeed, it did work for them, and you're absolutely right about that. It's been a tough year for the defending champion Los Angeles Rams. That Super Bowl hangover has definitely caught up with them this year, and we'll get more into that as well as the Rams' next game on Christmas against the Denver Broncos in just one moment. I want to start off with just with the Rams' offense and defense for a moment. I guess one of the few bright spots for the Rams' offense in the Monday night game against the Packers, Cam Akers, 5 yards, and he had 3 catches for 35 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Cam and his play against Green Bay.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that Cam is even here. You know, earlier in the season, we thought that he was about to be waived or traded or anything. So the fact that he's still here is pretty awesome. And these last 3 games, really, he's been able to find holes. He's playing really well these last 3 games, and it seems like the Rams are right now near the bottom of the NFL in average rushing yards per game, but I mean, Cam Akers is doing what he can to kind of increase those these last few weeks, but he's playing well, and hopefully he can stick around for a while. It seemed like he would be gone and going into to week 16. If you would have told me that Cam Akers is going to be here, but Darrell Henderson's not, I wouldn't have believed you, but here we are, and Cam's playing some good football, so it's good to see.
All right, and someone else that made a contribution on the offensive side, Tyler Higbee, 4 catches for 27 yards and a touchdown. It's been a tough year for Tyler. He's battled his injuries as well. Just give me your thoughts on his play against Green Bay.
Yeah, it was really cool to see him get into the end zone. Not only do we see Baker Mayfield's 100th career touchdown pass, but that was actually Tyler Higbee scoring that touchdown. He is now tied for first all-time in Rams history for touchdowns by a tight end. So that was pretty cool to see, you know, in person in general, but then also watching what might be the best tight end in Rams history take the field and you know, tie that record. So this has probably been his most productive game all season. He always has kind of been he's had an impact his entire career, but it's never been an overwhelming impact. Like, he's never kind of exploded and have that, like, Cooper Kupp kind of style where he just is taking over a game. But I think he's reliable. This year we've seen his hands kind of he's had a few drops this year, which is unfortunate to see. But Either way, he's one of the, like I said, one of the better tight ends this team has ever seen. Not a hard bar to clear in that regard. Rams are not known for their extensive tight end history, but yeah, it's cool to see him out there, man. He's still competing, and that's always good to see, especially when, you know, you fall to a 4-10 record and you see these guys still out there working. It's always nice.
Okay, and also someone that made his contribution felt on the offensive side, Van Jefferson, 2 catches for only 32 yards. Just your thoughts on Van's play against Green Bay.
Against Green Bay, obviously, not a massive amount of production, but when, you know, your quarterback only has 111 passing yards, obviously it's no one really exploded in the receiving area. But, you know, Van's a good player, and like getting that touchdown against the Raiders in primetime last week was good to see. And I just don't know if he's got any real, connection yet with Baker Mayfield. So maybe that'll happen in these last 3 games, but I don't know how necessarily important that is, considering I don't anticipate Baker Mayfield being on this roster next year. But Van Jefferson, again, another guy who's just out there kind of working, and he's dealt with a lot of stuff this year too. These are only his first handful of games that he's playing in right now, so kind of just getting back into that mode still, I think. But his attitude towards the game is great. His motivations are awesome, man. He's a fun player to watch, and I really hope that he sticks around for a long time.
All right, I want to move over now to the defensive side of the ball. Aaron Donald did not play in this game due to an injury. However, several key players made a big difference on the defensive side. Leonard Floyd had 2 sacks. Gray Gaines had a sack, and Taylor Rapp had an interception. Just give me your thoughts on Leonard, Greg.
Yeah, Leonard Floyd, it's good to see him out there still getting it done, especially with Aaron Donald being out, like you said. Obviously Aaron Donald, he gets so much attention from the offense that when he's out, that it's more difficult for everybody else now to get after the quarterback, because that's a big name player that you no longer need to worry about coming after your quarterback. So Leonard Floyd getting in there, man, he's kind of been pretty consistent his entire time with the Rams. So seeing him get two sacks on Rodgers, that's obviously awesome. Greg Gaines, awesome player there in the middle, and he just continues to get better and better. It seems like every week he's just a little bit better. So hopefully that trend continues. And Taylor Rapp, ultimately been an underwhelming player in his time with the Rams. He kind of has those splash plays here and there, but I would say overall he tends to struggle in coverage. But, yeah, it was nice to see him get that pick. The way that play unfolded, it was kind of coming right towards us, and you see the player, the Packers player, wide open, and Rodgers just missed him, plain and simple. He just overthrew it, and Taylor Rapp was able to get behind there and snag it and get a little bit of a return out of it. So obviously that was great, but when you get the injuries in the secondary as well with guys like Jordan Fuller out, maybe if Fuller can get in there too. I mean, that's kind of digging into the weeds a little bit about, you know, future stuff, but it was cool to see Taylor Rapp get an interception, and hopefully he keeps progressing. We just haven't seen a lot of progression out of him in his career.
All right, and you mentioned his name earlier, Baker Mayfield. Baker, less than 2 weeks ago, he had the game-winning touchdown over the Las Vegas Raiders on Thursday Night Football, and that was, I guess you could say, that was a statement game for Baker. Well, against the Green Bay Packers, they would fall short by 2 touchdowns. He finished the game completing 12 out of 21 passes for 111 yards, a touchdown pass, and an interception. Give me your thoughts on Baker's play against the Packers.
Hard to really put any blame onto Baker Mayfield, simply because, like I said, he doesn't have a lot of time back there. He's throwing to essentially what is a preseason starting lineup for our wide receivers, you know, with no Cooper Kupp and Allen Robinson. So obviously starters, Van Jefferson, Tutu Atwell's getting a lot of action right now with those injuries. So hard to put any blame onto Baker for this game. Like I said, he's brand new. It kind of feels like these last few games, it's Baker's kind of, you know, he's building his a short little resume for the rest of the NFL, because I don't anticipate him coming back. So he was just not enough time. The wide receiver's not really getting a lot of separation. So for all the circumstances, I think Baker played fine. I genuinely do. I don't think that he did anything that you kind of look at him specifically and you're like, man, what are you thinking? What a bonehead play. There was none of that. So I think he's doing what he can in the circumstances. But the injuries that this Rams offense has seen, I mean, obviously when I was planning my trip out to Lambeau with my buddy, if you would have told me that Baker Mayfield was going to be the starting quarterback, I would have probably laughed at you. But here we are, fourth different quarterback that the Rams have started this season. And I think he's doing his best with what he's got available to him right now.
I want to stay with Baker for a moment. So last year he was under the offense with the Cleveland Browns with Kevin Stefanski. And then, of course, earlier in the year, being in Carolina, learning Matt Rhule's playbook, and then he asked for his release, and now he's with the Rams learning Sean McVay's offense. I wanted to ask you, Joe, have you heard anything in terms of what Baker has said in terms of the differences of learning the differences between Cleveland's offense as opposed to Carolina and Los Angeles's offense?
You know, I haven't really yet. I would assume that once he really understands the playbook and is fully into it, I know that he's had that time, you know, Thursday to Monday with a big window in there to kind of sit down and really dig into the playbook was beneficial, but I don't think he really knows this offense quite yet. Many people talk about that it takes a while to really truly understand the Sean McVay offense and what he's trying to accomplish with it, and that's why we don't see a lot of really young wide receivers play in this offense. That's kind of been a standard that they don't really get a lot of time early on. But Baker, so far, we haven't really heard anything about that. But it can't be a detriment, obviously, playing with a guy like Sean McVay, who's got a really strong offensive mind. I know some people will comment on, you know, the different production levels that have hit this season and stuff, but I again will point to the injuries, and I don't want to say that as an excuse or anything, but I mean, when you look at the list of guys on IR for the Rams offense, it's pretty rough. But for Baker Mayfield specifically, obviously playing under Sean McVay can't hurt him, but we haven't really heard necessarily about the differences and what that has done for his play right now in this season.
All right. I just want to stay again with the quarterback situation. You said that you don't see Baker Mayfield being a part of the Los Angeles Rams next season. Recently, Matthew Stafford said on his wife's podcast that he has no plans of retiring anytime soon, even though he has he's been battling an injury, battling a spinal cord contusion. Last time I had you on, we talked about the elbow injury and how that may have affected Stafford's play throughout much of the year. How long do you see Matthew being the quarterback for the Rams?
You know, honestly, I feel like if we can get another 2 or 3 years out of him, that's a win. I don't know if I really expected him to retire this upcoming offseason. I know that rumor kind of has bounced around, and there's been different people talking about that. But every time you would kind of dig into those articles and those stories, there was really no basis for it. It wasn't any comment. It was really just speculation. Like, he's hurt and he's getting older, so what if he calls it, kind of thing. So I don't know if I ever was anticipating that he would actually retire. So the fact that this story of him saying on his wife's podcast the morning after that he wasn't retiring, that made decently big news. I was actually surprised by that part of it, because like I said, I don't think that was actually part of what he was thinking. And even still, if that question is asked to an NFL player going into week 16, I don't know anybody that would say, yes, I'm going to retire after this season. So maybe that is still the plan. Maybe we will see him retire, but I don't think anybody would have answered yes to that question. So yeah, some injuries that he's dealing with, but I would anticipate that he does return to the Rams, and I would anticipate that is at least a couple more seasons out of Matthew Stafford, while Baker Mayfield right now I would feel like is just kind of showing the rest of the league that he can maybe still get it done, with obviously not ending super well in Cleveland, and then how it ended in Carolina as well, him just kind of wanting to get out of there. So I think it is his chance to show the rest of the league that he can still be a quarterback in the NFL.
All right. And you had the opportunity, as you mentioned, you and a buddy of yours had the opportunity to go to one of the premier stadiums, not just in the NFL, but in all the professional sports, and that's Lambeau Field. And, you know, looking at Lambeau, it seems like one of those legendary venues for a game. What was the experience like watching a game at Lambeau Field?
Man, it's hard to put it into words. That place is history, man. It's, you know, you're looking down at that field, and me being the football fan that I am, yes, I'm a Rams fan, but I'm a big football fan, thinking of the different names that have played on that field, even going back to some of the old Rams names, you know, Deacon Jones has played there, and you know, stuff like that. The list can definitely go on of players, but to see that atmosphere in December in prime time as Monday Night Football, every single person we ran into was unbelievable. The hospitality there was great. No problems with a single person. It's hard to put into words. So that was a great experience.
They say that Lambeau Field is one of the names, the nicknames for Lambeau Field is the frozen tundra. Was it really, was the tundra really frozen?
Oh, it was frozen, all right. It's like a high of 16 that day. We got some snow flurries popping in about halftime, which was really nice. We did the stadium tour the night before, so that was snowing for that, which was really cool to see. Just that atmosphere was unbelievable. 16 degrees, man. It was definitely the coldest NFL game that I've been to. Rams and Broncos 2018 in Denver, that was about 20 degrees, so chilly for that one as well. But I would still say the coldest game I went to was actually an Air Force Falcons football game. But it was frozen, it was cold, but we were fine. We were a couple of Colorado boys out there, so it wasn't terrible.
And I just want to stay with Green Bay for a moment. I know Wisconsin has their take on different types of food. Did you have an opportunity to eat any Wisconsin-style food or eat anything that was interesting, maybe at a tailgate or just at the concessions at the Packers game?
Well, we actually, after the tour the night before, we ran over to Kroll's East because Kroll's West was about to close, and then went over there, had a brat. It was absolutely unbelievable. Great people there as well. And then tailgating, we were kind of walking around and ran into a couple of guys that seemed friendly enough, and so we stopped to hang out with them, and they were making some brats and had that. They had, like, the good, you know, the sautéed onions and mushrooms on it and everything. It was unbelievable, man. Oh, also tried cheese curds for the first time, and, yeah, they are as delicious as they say. So, yeah, it was quite the experience, man.
I want to ask you, what do cheese curds taste like to you? Because I see them on television. It looks like tater tots almost. What do they taste like?
Man, it's really interesting. It's almost like, I feel like somebody from Wisconsin is going to hate my description, but it's almost like a miniature, like, mozzarella stick almost, maybe. Like, it's the cheese in there is real, real chewy. It kind of, like, squeaks a little on your teeth. It is that's what I would say it's the closest to, is maybe a mozzarella stick, but almost like a condensed version of it. So I don't know. It's hard to explain, but you definitely got to try it, especially out in Wisconsin, in Green Bay. That's the place to try it for the first time, I'd say.
Well, I tell you one thing. You and your buddy definitely experience of trying some Wisconsin food and, of course, experiencing Lambeau Field. Definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Denver Broncos, they're going to be home in Southern California, in Inglewood. They won't be in Green Bay or any cold temperatures. They're going to be going up against the Denver Broncos. So let's start off with the Rams defense for a moment. Aaron Donald may be back for this game, but let's say he will be back for this game. The Rams defense are going to be going up against a Bronco offense that, let's just say, hasn't been cooking really all year. We know about the troubles of Russell Wilson, just they have not lived up to expectations. So, Joe, in your opinion, what do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Rams defense to get to the Broncos offense?
If Aaron Donald could be back, that would be quite the addition back to this Rams defense. Obviously, Bobby Wagner's playing well, Jalen Ramsey's playing well, but to have those all of the superstars on defense available to us is obviously great. There's no quarterback that Aaron Donald has sacked more than Russell Wilson, so that'd be pretty sweet to keep on adding to that list. But it's really going to be getting in the face of Russell Wilson. He's not running as much this year that we've seen him in previous seasons. So it's a little bit of a different Russell Wilson than the Rams are used to seeing. Of course, we are used to seeing him twice a year. So he leaves Seattle, and we still get to see him at SoFi, so that's pretty cool. But obviously, there's still some talented receivers for the Denver offense as well. But schematically, it kind of feels like you just got to get after Russ and get in the face of the quarterback. And if it happens to be, you know, ripping, getting any snaps at all, same thing. Just got to get in their face. And hopefully this Rams defense, which has not really been as aggressive this season, is kind of playing a lot back and maybe blitzing a little bit less here and there. This would be a perfect game to get after them. And for the first ever time that the Rams are playing on a Christmas Day game. So, got to show out a little bit on the defensive side and just get after the quarterback.
All right, let's switch over to the other side of the ball, Rams offense. We know Denver's defense now, for all of the problems that Denver has had on the offensive side, Denver's defense has been stellar this year. Justin Simmons has been one of the bright spots on the Denver defense. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Rams offense to get points on Denver's defense?
There's really the same thing that I've kind of said for the last two or three games, really, considering all the injuries and the situation that this Rams offense is in right now, is try to get it to third and short and convert. That's kind of what we're looking at right now. Instead of sitting at third and eight trying to find some space, we got to really just be, you know, third and two and at least allow the option of maybe running the football there. With Cam Akers playing well these last few weeks, that's really going to be the key. Just try to keep their offense off the field, just keep it moving, keep our defense fresh and rested, slowly kind of get the ball down the field, matriculate, as you will. So Just get to third and short and convert. That is my biggest key for this game.
All right, so that sets the stage for a big one on Christmas Day between the Los Angeles Rams and the Denver Broncos. Should be an interesting one at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. You heard it from him, Sheriff Joe Bags. He's the host of the Rams Showcase podcast. Well, Joe, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on over at Rams Showcase.
Yeah, Rams Showcase still going strong. Of course, there's been the bad season has kind of led to some interesting new topics this season of talking about maybe not F them picks so much. Maybe we could use a couple more. But other than that, man, you can follow Rams Showcase at Rams Showcase. That's just about everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. It's just search Rams Showcase there. And I am at Sheriff Joe Bags also just about everywhere, man. Great to talk to you again, man, always.
Same here, man. Thanks again. Before I let you go, I want to ask you, you know, food and football go hand in hand, and you experienced the food experience where you and your buddy had a chance to experience the food of Wisconsin being at Lambeau Field. But whenever you get an opportunity to get to a Rams game, or even if you're in the privacy of your own home, what are some of your favorite foods that you enjoy, be it at Rams games or just watching a Rams game?
You know, it's I don't sit down during Rams games, so I like to have something that is not going to be super messy. I like to clap. I like to high five. So wings are actually not on my plate ever during an actual Rams game because I'm too mobile for that. I don't want to be wiping off my hands before I high five for something. So I tend to go with something a little more cleaner, maybe even just a regular sandwich, something like that. I love a good Italian sub. We'll go with some French fries. In L.A. at SoFi Stadium, easily the best thing that I had there was we had this Korean barbecue that was last December we went out there and that place there. I can't even remember the name of it. I don't even remember really what I had. It was a great day. It was a long day. It was a fun one. But, yeah, the Korean barbecue at SoFi Stadium was unbelievable. But you got to go something that, like I said, that doesn't get all over you, doesn't get all over your hands so that you can clap and high five as needed.
Awesome. I love it. And one more time, Joe, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Ram Showcase and any websites you want to promote. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, I am at Sheriff Joe Bags. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. At Rams Showcase is where you can follow the show itself. That's also, again, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Ram Showcase on YouTube. And still have that deal with FanSided, so every page on RamblinFan.com, you can listen to Ram Showcase. It's embedded right in every article.
All right, you heard it from him. He is Sheriff Joe Bags. He is the host of the Ram Showcase podcast, giving you all of the information needed to keep you informed about the NFL's Los Angeles Rams. Joe, thank you so much once again, my man. If ever you want to call, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more right after this.
33-yard try by Matt Gay, and he's able to guide it through. Stay on the ground. Why not? Dillon pounding his way for a touchdown. Hit from 56 in pregame. Can he do it when it counts? Gay. Got it. Second and goal. Dillon again. He's in for the touchdown. Second of the night for A.J. Dillon. Second down and goal. Here is Jones out on the edge. Touchdown. Mayfield, end zone, pass caught, touchdown. That's Higbee.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sheriff Joe Bags, host of the Rams Showcase podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Los Angeles Rams content. Again, big special thank you to Joe for giving us the insight on recapping the Rams game on Monday night against the Green Bay Packers, and also previewing the Rams' next game on Christmas Day against the Denver Broncos, and also his experience watching the Rams play at Lambeau Field. Until next time, as always, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.